Welcome back. This is Suzanne with the Whispering Gallery podcast. I'm trying something new today to get the special episode about Phenomicon out the door. So I turned to Google AI for assistance. It's a little scary to hear how good they are. Exclamation. Exclamation. There are a couple things that went off track that I will edit out, but for the most part, they were spot on. Thanks to the Google Notebook LM that's experimental and their great AI hosts that helped me out.
Okay, so today we're diving into something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, we're headed straight into the world of, the paranormal, I guess you could say.
Intriguing.
Yeah, so you sent over this material from the Whispering Gallery podcast.
Right.
And they did a whole series of episodes on this thing called Phenomicon 2024.
Okay, I'm intrigued already. And what exactly is Phenomicon?
So from what I gathered, it's like this huge paranormal conference.
A conference dedicated to the paranormal.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fascinating window into these beliefs.
Right. And that's exactly why I wanted to delve into it.
And what better place than the Utah desert, right? That's where it was held this year.
Yeah, you got that right. The podcast host actually talked about driving through the desert to get there.
Really?
Yeah. And they said it just added to the whole atmosphere of the event.
I can imagine. It's like stepping into another world. The vastness, the isolation, it kind of primes you for the possibility of encountering something different.
Totally. And speaking of different, did you catch that "we believe" they kept saying?
We believe.
Yeah, like it was the tagline of the whole conference. We believe. Kind of threw me off a bit, to be honest.
I can see how that would be a bit jarring. It's one thing to approach these topics with an open mind, but to have this sort of predetermined acceptance built into the very fabric of the event, it does make you wonder how that influences the information being presented.
Exactly. Like, where's the room for skepticism? The Whispering Gallery hosts even mentioned feeling a little unnerved by it all. And honestly, I felt that too, listening to the tapes.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because belief itself is such a powerful force. It can shape our perceptions, our interpretations, even our experiences.
Oh, absolutely. It's like that whole placebo effect thing, right? If you believe something strongly enough, it can have a real impact.
Precisely. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
Yeah.
We're not just examining these paranormal phenomena, but we're also exploring the nature of belief itself and how it plays out in this unique setting.
It's like we're not just looking at the topics themselves, but also at the people drawn to those topics, the community they form around it.
And that's where things get really interesting, wouldn't you say? It's like peeking behind the curtain of belief and trying to understand the mechanisms at play.
Exactly. And to do that, we have to consider the source, right? I mean, the Whispering Gallery host, they're not exactly a diehard believer, which I kind of like.
So they're going into this with a healthy dose of skepticism. That's an interesting perspective to have as a guide through this world.
Right. They're like, okay, I'm here, I'm listening, but show me the evidence. Which I think will be helpful for us as we try to make sense of it all.
It's like having a critical friend along for the ride, someone who's willing to ask the tough questions and challenge assumptions.
Exactly. And speaking of perspectives, man, they had a wild lineup of speakers at Phenomicon this year.
Oh, really? Anyone we might recognize?
Oh, yeah, for sure. First off, you've got Ben Hansen. I mean, he's got that whole FBI background, right? So he's looking at the paranormal through a different lens.
Interesting. So not your typical ghost hunter, then?
No, not at all. He's more about what he calls these reality compromising events. Like, yeah. What happens if we make contact, real contact, with aliens? How does society handle that?
Wow. So he's thinking about the bigger picture, the societal implications of these phenomena, rather than just trying to prove their existence.
Exactly. Like, what do we do with this information? How does it change our understanding of the world and ourselves?
That's a refreshing perspective, especially in a field that can often get bogged down in speculation.
The other speakers, like Nick Pope, remember him? He's big in those ancient astronaut circles.
Oh, yes. I think I've come across his work before. He's not afraid to go out on a limb, is he?
Not at all. He was talking about sentient AI and not necessarily friendly either. And then, get this, he goes on to suggest that maybe humans are just containers being farmed for our souls.
Containers being farmed for souls. That's a new one. It's definitely a chilling thought. It plays on those deep-seated anxieties we have about the unknown, the possibility that forces beyond our comprehension might be manipulating our reality.
For sure. It's like that whole "are we living in a simulation" thing. It makes you question everything you think you know.
Exactly. It challenges our very perception of reality.
And then you've got David Pollides, who's all about the missing persons cases, especially those creepy ones in National Park.
Oh, yes. The missing 411 cases. I've heard of those. There's something inherently unsettling about them, isn't there?
Definitely. It's like that primal fear of the unknown, just amplified. To disappear without a trace, with no explanation, it's everyone's nightmare.
I agree. It's a stark reminder of the limits of our understanding and the very real dangers that exist in the world.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any creepier, we get to Don Mitchell. He's a Shoshone elder, and he was talking about sensing dark witches in the audience.
Dark witches? At a paranormal conference? You're kidding.
Nope. Apparently he called them out right then and there.
Wow. That's intense. It's a reminder that within the realm of the paranormal, there's a whole spectrum of beliefs and experiences.
It's true. And it's easy to forget that these aren't just abstract concepts we're talking about. They're deeply held beliefs that can have a profound impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. And it's a reminder that we need to approach these topics with sensitivity and respect, even when we may not fully understand or agree with them.
You know, it wasn't all serious discussions and intense moments at this conference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What else stood out to you from the tapes?
Well, the Whispering Gallery host, they talked about these amazing chai lattes they had. Apparently, the conference had some awesome food and drink vendors. They even raved about a honey-drizzled corn dog at one point.
Honey-drizzled corn dog. Now, that's an image. It's funny how these little details can stick with you.
I know, right? It just goes to show that even at a paranormal conference, people got to eat.
Exactly. It humanizes the whole experience. Reminds us that we're all just people, even when we're talking about aliens and dark witches.
Totally. Oh, and speaking of spooky stuff, the podcast host mentioned something kind of creepy that happened at their hotel.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they said they saw a weird reflection, even though the curtains were drawn.
A reflection.
They weren't sure. It just kind of freaked them out.
I can imagine. It's amazing how the mind can play tricks on you, especially in a setting like that. You're already primed for the possibility of the unknown.
That's true. It's like our senses are heightened, more attuned to anything out of the ordinary. And when you combine that with the power of suggestion, well, it's no wonder people have these unsettling experiences.
I agree. It's a fascinating interplay between our internal and external worlds. The way our beliefs, expectations, even our fears can influence how we perceive and interpret reality, and how those perceptions in turn can shape our beliefs.
For sure. And I think that's what's so compelling about this deep dive into Phenomicon. We're not just talking about ghosts and UFOs. We're talking about the very nature of belief, perception, and the limits of our understanding.
Precisely. It's a journey into the heart of what it means to be human, to grapple with the unknown, and to search for meaning in a world that often feels stranger than fiction.
Well said. And sometimes that search for meaning leads us down some pretty wild paths. From the halls of the FBI to the depths of the Utah desert. From the mysteries of ancient civilizations to the potential perils of artificial intelligence, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have. And I think it highlights the importance of approaching these topics with both an open mind and a critical eye. To embrace curiosity without abandoning skepticism.
Absolutely. To question everything, but to be open to the possibility that some of the answers might just lead us somewhere unexpected.
And perhaps even a little unsettling.
And even a little unsettling. Well, on that note, I think we've given our listeners plenty to ponder.
We have. And who knows, maybe it will spark a few more questions than answers.
And that's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. Keep those minds open and keep exploring.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time.
On a final note for this episode, I wonder what the AI hosts would have thought about AI sentience. They did seem very encouraging that we keep logic close at hand, maybe even close with our spooky art stories. They really reiterated, keep that open mind and don't let go of your skepticism. So thanks to our AI coaches. Yeah, there were a couple spooky moments. So stay safe and be good to each other. Be back soon with the rest of the story about Phenomicon. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your flashlights close and your spooky art stories closer when visiting the Whispering Gallery.